This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Special guest, Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the line. And good morning, Kat. How are you?
I'm doing good, fellas. I owe you a makeup from yesterday.
Well, we appreciate you taking the effort. We know you've been busy, busy, busy. One of the things we wanted to ask about, and we got some information from Wilton Simpson, you know, the Ag Commish, and that is about tomatoes, because you're making it you've put it forward in the House, protecting Florida growers, correct?
Yeah, it's kind of in the weeds, but it's actually pretty significant in the long run. What has been happening for decades when NAFTA went into place was there was no protection or recognition of seasonal or perishable food. So in the state of Florida, we grow over 300 fresh fruits, vegetables, and unfortunately, the trade deals of NAFTA and USMCA haven't really been great for our Florida Aggies. And so we put in place many, many years ago a deal that would protect Florida, California, people who were growing these fresh fruits and vegetables. They're called suspension agreements. Mexico has been an awful player in this space. Just since 2019, they have violated that agreement over 100 times. And so talking to our tomato producers specifically, they said, if nothing changes, we're done. And just to put a point on it, we, at the beginning of 2000, 2001, had 250 growers of tomatoes in the state of Florida. Today, we have 23. And so you have these family farm operations who they can't even afford to pick the products in the fields anymore. They're leaving tons and tons on the vines. And it's because Mexico keeps dumping on our markets. And so I called Howard Lutnick, who's our Secretary of Commerce, Commerce oversees this agreement. I told him what was going on, and he said, I'll take care of it. I mean, the man picked up the phone on a Saturday and then was texting me on a Sunday. And come Monday, he said, let's chat and let's get this going. And between him, the White House, Secretary Rollins from USDA, we all were kind of coordinating. Lots of our colleagues were involved, and it took about 2 weeks. And they terminated the agreement, and I got a call from one of the biggest growers here in the state, and they said, our family is actually going to continue for one more year, see if we can make it. But this is important, because food security is national security. And so it's a small win, but it's a win nevertheless. It sends a signal that we're very serious about really putting America first.
Is there a possibility there could be some sort of a countermeasure that Mexico might possibly undertake? And I don't know how much that we export in terms of ag and stuff from Florida, but would there be an impact from that action?
Florida specifically, not so much. In fact, I mean, if you look at all the different commodities, our blueberries, for example, in our area is chock full of blueberry producers. Our folks have to pay royalties to, say, University of Florida on different varieties. Mexico has stolen those varieties, and they don't have to pay the royalty on them, and they continue to dump on our market. And so they know that they're bad actors in this space. They've already tried to come back and say, oh no, let's renegotiate. And the Trump administration basically has told them, go kick rocks. You know, you guys need to learn a lesson for all of the unfair trade practices that you've subjected our folks to. I mean, we have real issues that we need to take care of here at home. And we can't do that if we're constantly playing with one hand tied behind our back.
Wow. The tariff thing is very concerning. I feel like President Trump has a handle on most of it, but China is still, I guess, a wild card to some extent. How do you think that's going to play out?
You know, we still have the largest economy in the world. We still have the big stick. With the largest middle class that has most purchasing power. So I think we have, you know, partners around the world that are saying, okay, true, yes, fair, we've messed up in the past, let's come to the table. And President Trump was very clear when he started talking about tariffs across the board. You know, if you want to come back to the table and renegotiate, we'll welcome you. And we've had over 75 countries do just that. And this is not something that you can do very gently. I mean, we're basically writing 40, 50 years of unfair trade practices and reestablishing, the global norm of trade. I mean, that takes some pretty big cojones, right? It takes a pretty bold move to do. And I know people have always kind of operated in these very short cycles of 2 years, and you know, everyone has an election, so they're concerned about their election. I'm concerned about my country. I want us to have another 250 years of American exceptionalism where we can produce our own food, we can manufacture our own pharmaceuticals, and you can't do that if you're constantly taking a loss, and you see it every day. There's a manufacturer in Ocala who manufactures fencing, aluminum fencing. And he said, we've never been busier. For once, we actually have a little bit of breathing room. The tariffs are working, and it's going to take a little bit of time for things to have that even keel moment. But it does take a bit of a shakeup and a shock to the system, which I think has people panicking, because again, we live in this very instant gratification, instant, you know, whatever world. And this is something that's going to take a little bit of time, but it's going to be for the long-term health and safety of our country.
Great stuff. Just one last thing I'll ask you about. Pete Hegseth, he's got a tough enough job as it is, but apparently there's some people involved in the staff. The Pentagon, they just basically put on leave the third Pentagon official now related to a leak investigation in the Department of Defense and the Pentagon. What if any thoughts do you have on that scenario?
You know, this is again one of the reasons why I am proposing legislation to require background checks for staff. Congressional staff do not have to receive and don't receive background checks prior to their employment in the United States House of Representatives or the Senate. And it is chock full. The institution, absolutely chock full with leaks. And some people will say, oh, well, what's wrong with, you know, if they leak something to the press? I'm not worried about someone necessarily leaking something to the press. I'm worried about them leaking sensitive information to adversaries. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of these staffers on Capitol Hill who have been filtered into the House or the Senate via organizations paid for by the Muslim Brotherhood, paid for by Qatar, you know, foreign nations, foreign governments. This is a real problem. And so you're going to see this throughout the federal government, where you're not only experiencing people leaking to the press for personal gain, but leaking for foreign governments. It's a real problem, and I'm glad they're taking swift action. This is just something that is part of the whole issue of we've got a clean house. The swamp, it is dirty, it is nasty. And this is where being America first has never been more important.
Is there talk of a bill that could rectify that and say, let's demand background checks, let's all agree on that? And could that carry some weight and get the job done?
you know, I know this is going to come as a shock, Bob, but I've had a lot of colleagues, both Republican and Democrats, say they don't like the idea of having to run background checks on their staff.
Wow.
And I just, it blows my mind. Like, they're working in the Capitol. They have unfettered access to so many important things, and it's just, this is going to be a long haul, but we're in it for the fight. I mean, we're going to get this done. This is for the safety and security of our nation, and so just stay tuned on that.
Well, keep fighting the good fight, Kat. We appreciate what you're doing. Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the Bob Rose Show, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. Go Gators.
Go Gators. Right on, oh, yeah. Always.
Can you believe they're not? I mean,
unfortunately,
you can't get a job at 7-Eleven without a background check. And you can hang out in our Capitol.
I know. It's
really
bizarre.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.